Square gives the credit card terminal an upgrade. My interview with CEO Jack Dorsey. What's going on? I'm Rich DeMuro. This is Rich on Tech. Just how crazy is the current state of payment affairs in our country right now? Think about it. We just went through the whole chip and dip thing. Now we're getting into mobile payments. And when you go into a business, you have no idea what payment method they are going to accept. Personally, I would love to ditch my wallet and only use mobile payments, but you never know if they're going to take it. And even the newest credit card terminals are still pretty bad. They seem to be designed by someone who never has to use one. The screen is tiny. You can't even tell what it's asking you to do. So enter Square. This is the company that revolutionized payments by allowing anyone to accept a credit card in seconds, thanks to that tiny reader that you plugged into your phone.
Yeah, we started this 9 years ago with a very simple purpose, which was we saw sellers missing sales because they couldn't accept credit cards. And we realized pretty early on it just wasn't about building a credit card reader. It was actually helping them make the sale in the first place. And we've grown a business around helping them not only make that sale, but ideally helping them make more sales as well.
That's Square founder and CEO Jack Dorsey. Recently, I met up with him in San Francisco. And if his name sounds familiar, that's because he's also the guy who started Twitter. We checked out some shops using Square hardware along Haight-Ashbury, which is a trendy section of town.
Our philosophy has always been, it doesn't matter what device comes across the counter, you should always be set up to make the sale. So if someone wants to pay with their watch or their phone, or their chip card, or swiping their old MasterCard, they can do it. You don't have to think about it. It's really in the your customer's hand, the payer's hand. And we just need to make sure that we're building something for a seller where they don't have to think about it at all.
And that's what they hope to accomplish with their latest device. It's called Square Terminal, and it's that credit card swipey thing that you know but don't love, but it is so much better than what we have right now.
Terminal is the launch I'm most excited about. It's just, not only something that you see everywhere. You see those little rectangular black boxes that look like they barely work, and they have these grungy keypads, and you don't want to touch the thing, but you have to touch the thing because you have to swipe your credit card. And
it's always yelling at you too.
It's always yelling at you.
Like, remove your card.
It's screaming at you. It's kind of terrible, but like it's you know, it's a culmination of our understanding of like how to build hardware and build software that work together, that it is intuitive, that you can just pick it up and start using it.
Terminal looks like an iPhone that's in a permanent white plastic housing. It's wireless, it's Wi-Fi enabled, you charge it up, and it accepts all the ways that we want to pay, whether you want to swipe your card, whether you want to dip your card, or whether you want to tap to pay using mobile pay from Google, Samsung, or Apple.
It's something we're really proud of because we hope to replace all those big and small black boxes on the counter that people feel like it's a burden and they have to put up with instead of enjoying using. So my favorite question to ask a seller is just, how does this make you feel? That's what we're trying to build, is like, how does this thing make you feel? And if it makes them feel great, if it makes them feel empowered, if it makes them feel like they can sell more and they can treat their customers better, then awesome. If it doesn't come back positive, then we have work to do.
Terminal is really fast, plus it's flexible. It can hang out on a counter, but since it's wireless, it can also be brought anywhere customers want to pay, like tableside. And one of the businesses that I spoke to that tested the terminal told me the battery easily lasts the entire day.
This is a great use case on the countertop here, but you know, we have a lot of restaurants who are now going to the table and saying, you know, it's going to be, you know, $15, and you swipe your card, or you tap your watch, or you know, you tap your phone. And you operate the whole thing, and then I take it back and I go to the next table. So it's super flexible for whatever a seller needs to do, and that was by design.
And yes, if you still like an old school receipt, which some of us need, there is a printer built in as well.
Try to emphasize digital and going to a phone number and email address, but you know, sometimes people want paper. It's important.
After seeing Terminal in action at a busy hair salon, we decided to head to a record shop, which to me is the quintessential small business. Jack picked out some Marvin Gaye, then paid with his preferred choice, tapping his Apple Watch to the Square Terminal reader and paying with Apple Pay.
We believe a small business is key to any community. It provides a fabric and a support network that I think helps a residential neighborhood as well. So anytime you have a place to walk, place to hang out, place to think, it's much more attractive place to live. And it's also often these places that are the meeting points where we, you know, converse and debate and have conversations that move everything forward. So they're a critical part of our society, and anything that we can do to help enable them to participate more fully in the economy, we're down for.
Now, if I ever started a small business, I would love to use the stuff that Square offers. And since Jack is an entrepreneur and CEO of two companies at the same time, I was curious to hear his thoughts on entrepreneurship.
You definitely have to be a hustler of sorts and, you know, do whatever it takes to make it work. And I love that attitude. It's an entrepreneurial attitude. But I hope that, you know, our hardware and our software takes a little bit of the burden off. One less thing you have to think about. Because you should never really have to think about making the sale. You should think about the creativity and the soul that you put into your place or your experience, and how you treat your customers and how you hire folks to help, and you know what that means and what you might want to do for the broader community outside of your own location. That's what you should be thinking about. You shouldn't be thinking about, how does my terminal work?
Talking to the Square folks about the other way of accepting plastic sounds like it's a very complicated process, with lots of contracts, equipment costs, and negotiations, which is probably why we see such a mess when it comes to what businesses decide to accept or not accept. Sometimes they only take certain cards, others ask for minimum charges when using a credit card, or other businesses just don't accept cards at all.
That's the key insight we had, is like more and more payments were moving away from paper cash to a credit card, and the credit card industry was leaving merchants out because they wouldn't actually allow them to accept them in the first place, because they had to go through a credit check process to do that. And a lot of people who are just getting started have bad credit or don't have much of a credit card record at all. Like when we started Square, I was in credit card debt. I had terrible credit. So I would not be allowed to start a small business. So that's what we faced, and just solving that problem, in addition to building the hardware and the software, is what made us valuable to people.
Square Terminal is available now. It's $400 or $99 if you've never had a Square account after a $300 processing credit. You pay 2.6% of transactions plus 10 cents per transaction. If you have a small business, I highly recommend you take a look at what Square offers. Personally, as a consumer, I love seeing Square at small businesses. It's such a pleasure to use, and from a technology standpoint, it just seems like a step in the right direction. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you enjoy this, please subscribe on your preferred podcasting app, and please tell your friends. That's the best way we're going to grow here. I'm Rich DeMiro. If you want to watch my TV segment with Jack Dorsey, you can go to my website, richontech.tv, or check the show notes. I'm Rich DeMiro. I'll talk to you real soon.